Jesus is Jehovah, Chapter 21. Jehovah Jesus accepts worship. One of the most outstanding proofs of our Lord's being Jehovah is in the matter of His repeatedly accepting worship. Let us note a few such instances, and as we do so, let us remember the well-known solemn warning to Israel in Exodus 34:14, "Thou shalt worship no other God, for the Lord, Jehovah, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God." Turn now to Matthew 2, verse 12. Quote, "When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him." Now read verse 11. "When they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, and frankincense, and myrrh." Also note the following further similar instances. "They that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, Of a truth thou art the Son of God." Matthew 14, verse 33. See also Matthew 8, verse 2, chapter 9, verse 18, and chapter 15, verse 25. "As they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, All hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him." Matthew 28, verse 9. See also verse 17. "It came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them, and carried up into heaven, and they worshipped him, and returned to Jerusalem with great joy." Luke 24, verses 51-52. "Every creature which is in heaven, and on earth, and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, Blessing, and honor, and glory, and power, be unto him that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb for ever and ever. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped." Revelation 5, verses 13-14. "Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say well, for so I am." John 13, verse 13. Let us take careful notice that in no case did our Lord ever refuse worship. Yet he knew full well that none but God, Jehovah, was entitled to this honor. In contrast to this, let us note how decisively and peremptorily others, who were taught of God, refused worship. In Acts 10, when Peter was commissioned to go to Cornelius and his household with the gospel, quote, "As Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him, and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. But Peter took him up, saying, Stand up, I myself also am a man." Verses 25-26. When Paul and Barnabas visited Lystra, Paul healed the cripple who was impotent in his feet. Immediately the heathen concluded that the gods, Jupiter, Barnabas, and Mercurius, Paul, were come down to visit them. Accordingly, quote, "The priest of Jupiter, which was before their city, brought oxen and garlands unto the gates, and would have done sacrifice with the people, which when the apostles, Barnabas and Paul, heard of, they rent their clothes, and ran in among the people, crying out, saying, Sirs, why do ye these things? We also are men of like passions with you, and preach unto you that ye should turn from these vanities unto the living God, which made heaven and earth and the sea and all things that are therein." Acts 14, verses 13-15. Even the Apostle John, in his apocalyptic vision of Revelation 19, is similarly rebuked by the angelic messenger for seeking to accord worship to the latter. "I fell at his feet to worship him, and he said unto me, See thou do it not, I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God." Revelation 19, verse 10. Again in Revelation 22, the Apostle John repeats his error and is again rebuked. "I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then saith he unto me, See thou do it not, worship God." Verses 8 and 9. Perhaps the most outstanding witness to Christ's being worthy of worship is found in Hebrews 1 verse 6, where it is God himself who says, "Let all the angels of God worship him." Now, if he be not the Jehovah of the Old Testament, how shall we reconcile the solemn prohibition of Exodus 34:14, "Thou shalt worship no other God, for the Lord, Jehovah, is a jealous God," with God's command that all angels should worship him? The only logical reconciliation of the two passages is in the simple yet blessed fact that Jesus is Jehovah.